Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 328 for Wednesday, March 30th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished lower on Wednesday as losses in the U.S. soy complex pointed the way lower. The Canadian dollar was roughly half a cent higher compared to its U.S. counterpart. This made canola less desirable to domestic crushers and out-of-country buyers. Spreads were weak as many traders remained cautious ahead of tomorrow's key USDA reports. However, commercial buying continued to support the market. Gains in crude oil were bullish, and China's decision to delay changes to the amount of dockage it accepts on imports of Canadian canola were supportive. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all lower. Corn was down 5 to 6 cents with the May contract at $3.67 a bushel. The market was pressured by expectations tomorrow's USDA report will show that U.S. farmers plan to sow a lot more corn this year. Trade guesses call for just over 90 million acres in the U.S., which is up 2% from last year. China's announcement that it plans to start using its huge corn stockpile was also bearish for prices. Soybeans were 6 to 7 cents weaker with the May contract checking in at $9.09 a bushel. Market watchers estimate soybean acres at just under 83 million acres, up 0.4% from last year. Losses in Malaysian palm oil also had a bearish effect on soybeans. The market did receive some support from the U.S. dollar, which was weaker, and Argentina is apparently expected to reduce its soybean acres from 20.5 million hectares to 19.4 million. Hectares. Wheat was 11 to 12 cents lower with the May contract checking in at $4.63 a bushel. Traders squared positions ahead of tomorrow's reports. Analysts expect wheat stockpiles to be at 1.36 billion bushels, and that is up nearly 20% over last year. Weak export demand from the U.S. is being cited as the key reason why. Elsewhere, rain in the U.S. plains has erased a lot of concerns farmers had about excess dryness. Forecasters also don't believe the recent cold weather in the U.S. plains did as much damage as was initially feared. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 30th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.